丁姐啊，所以如果你旁边有慕道朋友的话，你要帮忙他一下，放一下圣经啊。
Today we may be flipping to a few more Bible verses, so please help the friend sitting beside you with these verses.
以弗所书三章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10.
第十节，为要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得至神百般的智慧。
To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known.By the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
这里保罗讲得很清楚。
Here Paul is very clear.
得救这回事，信仰这回事，是一种属灵的奥秘，不是一般人能够懂，用理智能够懂的。
The matter of faith, the matter of salvation, this is a mystery. It's not something that ordinary men can understand.
你头脑很好，不一定了解神的救恩。
You may be very smart, but you may not understand.God's salvation.
你有博士学位，不代表你能够认识神。
You may have a PhD degree, but you does not mean that you know God.
因为神不是用人的方法给人家认识。
Because you cannot come to know God by relying on human ways.
神的救恩就是一种奥秘。
The God's salvation is a mystery.
那透过什么来把这个奥秘、救恩的宝贵给人类呢
？So through what this?Mystery of salvation has been given to men.
一定要透过教会。
It has to be given through the church.
那问题就有人说了，那教会很简单了，我们打开中文报纸，光是华人教会都人多，起码有50个。
So then people say it's easy. Just open up the newspaper, you see more than 50 Chinese churches advertising in the newspaper.
每一个区有每个区的教会。
Every region has its has a church.
不同语言的、不同种族的很多教会。
And different languages, different race of people, there are different churches.
那我来看到你们的教会叫真耶稣教会。
So when I come to your church, you call yourself True Jesus Church.
通常正常人第一个反应都不好呀，比较客气的就不会讲。
Normally, the first reaction, even though they might try to be polite, but they will think in their heart.
比较直接的就会问了。
Some people who are more direct than ask.
什么真耶稣教会
？What is true Jesus church？
难道教会有假耶稣教会吗
？Does that mean there is a false Jesus church？
为什么要分真假
？Why do you need to separate between true and false？
这个名字好像很得罪人，也很奇怪。
But this name may be a little bit offensive or strange.
难道只有你们是真的，别人就是假的吗
？Does that mean that you are the only true one and all the other people are fake.
通常很自然的，对，看到这个标题、这个名字，就有这样的想法。
This is a very natural reaction when people see this name.
那下午这一节呢，我们要从圣经来看这个问题。
However, this afternoon, we will have to look at this question from the Bible.
我们从来不说别人是假。
We never say that other people are false.
但是我们要从圣经里面看什么才是真。
But we have to look at it from the Bible to see what is the truth.
既然我们刚刚说要找真实的信仰。
Since we have already mentioned that we need to seek the true faith,
要找到真神。
We have to find the true God.
那要找真理。
We have to find the truth.
那让你能够有信仰、有真理、有真神的，找到神的，就是真教会。
And in order for you to find the truth, find the true God, have a true faith, then there must be a true church.
因为现在啊，基督教的门派非常的多。
Because today, there are many Christian denominations.
按照费正式的统计啊，基督教的门派至少有30,000多个。
From an official statistic that there are more than 30,000 Christian faith.
那你看圣经，原来在主耶稣基督设立了基督教、设立了教会、选择门徒的时候，那时候教会并不是那么多的。
However, when you look at the beginning, when the Lord Jesus first established the church, first chose his disciples, there were not that many churches.
我们回到原点，教会一开始就只有一个。
Let's return to the beginning. In the beginning, there was only one church.
一种信仰
One faith.
我们看以弗所书，同样的以弗所书。
Let's refer to the same book, Ephesians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章的第四节。
Verse 4.
以弗所书第四章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 4.
四章四节
Chapter 4 verse 4
身体只有一个圣灵只有一个正如你们蒙召同有一个指望一主一信一喜一神
There is one body and one spirit just as you were called in one hope of your calling one Lord one faith one baptism one God and Father of all who is above all and through all and in you all
这是保罗在2000年之前写这个以弗所书成名的得救的道理
Paul wrote about this about 2,000 years ago regarding salvation.
主耶稣把圣灵降临给门徒去传福音，建立了教会。
The Lord Jesus sent down the Holy Spirit to the disciples so that they they could establish a church.
那当时的教会呢，只有一个。
At that time, there was only one church.
因为身体只有一个，身体就是基督的身体。
Here says that there is one body. This is the body of Christ.
就是圣也有只有一个圣灵。
And one spirit.
还有呢一个指望。
One hope.
所以这里说七样东西都是只有一个。
So here says that these seven things.There were only one.
那有人就问了，为什么今天会变成那么多的门派呢
？So some people may ask, how come there are so many denominations today?
是不是每一个都一样
？Are all of them the same?
其实圣经里面早就有预言了。
However, this was actually prophesied in the Bible.
有那么多的门派，并不是好事。
That it is not good to have so many different denominations.
也不是神的旨意。
It was also not God's intent.
但是呢，这个事情必然会发生的。
However, this would have happened.
我们看旧约有一个预言叫做阿摩斯书。
Let's refer to the Old Testament, the book of Amos.
阿摩斯书的第九章。
The book of Amos, chapter 9.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
阿摩斯书九章的第十一节。
Amos chapter 9 verse 11.
阿摩斯书九章的十一节。
Amos 9:11.
到那日，我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕，堵住其中的破口，把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。
Verse 11. On that day, I will raise up the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down, and repair its damages. I will raise up its ruins and rebuild it as in the days of old.
这里是一个很重要的预言啊。
This is a very important prophecy.
大卫的帐幕
Here it talks about the tabernacle of David, which is